So hello and welcome to my podcast, Learn Reiki and Connect, and it's with me, Tracy Matthews. So this week we are talking about, is fear keeping you stuck? So I just want to say a warm welcome to everybody and hope everyone's well. This space is really about helping each other and to connect with that light within, that energy. And it's all-knowing and expansive. And here's what I've noticed, this part of us communicates, gets our attention. And we're not just talking about the thinking mind, we're talking about that subtle, intuitive, deeper part of our mind. And if we listen to this part of ourselves, it really helps us out. So this podcast is all about tuning into that part of ourselves, you know, recognizing that part, using the power of our mind to heal ourselves on so many levels. Now, we've just looked at three powerful ways to tune in, and I hope that you've managed to sort of listen to them, because it was a three-part getting answers from your higher self. Part one was all about the pendulum, getting answers, the truth, and finding out so much about ourselves. It really is, and if you're into dowsing, you really do, I think you've come to appreciate, as I did, that it's all about the questions and how to get these answers. So there really is a sort of procedure or a knack, for want of a better word, of really using the pendulum. Then we sort of touched on hypnosis, Dolores Cannon, and just if any of you out there have listened or read to her books or watched her on YouTube, it's absolutely amazing. And how we can access that part of ourselves so that we can find our truth and heal. And last week, well, we looked at self-hypnosis, meditation, and that's something that we can do on a daily basis, tune in and to hear that part of ourselves. I've also done a 21 days meditation challenge on YouTube. So this is for those that are really interested in meditation. If you know that this is really key and you want to feel the benefits, maybe you're quite stressed and anxious, maybe you're an absolute beginner, and then you want to sort of see for yourself on how you can do this and the benefits that can give you. Or perhaps you've done a Reiki course. So, you know, if any of this applies, then please join me so that we can do this together each day for 21 days. How it works is that you see me at the beginning of the video just giving you a tip, then we switch out the visual and go straight into a 30 minutes meditation. So do you know what the beautiful thing about meditation? It's free and we can do it anytime. So let's do this together, and that's the reason why I've put something like that on there for everybody. Okay, so we're just going to jump in now to what we're talking about. Is fear keeping you stuck? So what's your immediate response to that question? What's going on for you? So when you saw the title, you know, did it pull you? Did you get a sort of sense as, yeah, I need to listen to this? Maybe find out, what is it that's keeping me stuck at the moment? So we're going to look at, well, what is fear? What does fear stop you from doing? And how do you move through the fear and face what's on the other side? So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Just stay with me. Hit the subscribe button so that we can do this every week as we do this together. So let's look at fear. What is fear? Well, fear is essentially an emotional response. It's like a reaction to something that seems dangerous or that we're afraid of. It's like a feeling, a sense. Maybe it's a feeling of unsafe or you're not sure. And it shows up as a trigger. And like a trigger of threat, harm. You know, whether that be real or whether it be imagined. And, you know, fear releases those stressed hormones. And, you know, we talk about it, and I've mentioned this quite a lot, these when we're in these frequencies of stress, the fight, flight and freeze, because that puts us in that. And I always think, well, here we go again, because this is all talking about overwhelm, anxiety. Because when we're fearful at something, it does have that reaction in us. And sometimes we miss actually what the trigger is, what's causing that spiral. Because when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling stressed, all we can really think about is so reactive. We're sort of trying to deal with it and sort of calm ourselves down. Now, we know that there are different types of fear. There's a rational, there's also a healthy fear that stops us from getting too near an edge of somewhere where there's a drop. But what we're going to be focusing on is the fear that stops you. Now, that might be, or it might include rather, that desire to do something. Fear stops you in doing something that you want to do. Or there's an unknown sort of fear around the next part of your journey. You're not sure what it is, but you have a feeling or you have a thought, and that triggers in you that well-known, fearful, anxious, stressful feeling. Or you might be someone that has an inner knowing that you're here to do something on your path. And then when you sort of focus in and you know what that is, it's too fearful. So you end up going into resisting, or even you don't want to do it. I'm going to unpack that a little bit later on. But for now, you know, when we look at the word fear, I don't know if you've seen it spelled out, but I just think this is quite interesting. It's sort of the actual word, false evidence appearing real. I don't know how you feel about that, but when I first saw that F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, it got me thinking. It got me thinking about, what am I so fearful about? You know, at those points of my path and on my journey, and just in our, you know, and our, we wake up and our consciousness of what we know, I didn't know even now how to put a vocabulary to it. It was just an overwhelm, dread, and a feeling that I just didn't like. So I didn't know fully what it was, but all I know is that I felt quite stuck because I didn't really want to know. And I kind of made myself a bit of a cycle with that. In fact, I made a bit of a vicious circle in terms of that I didn't want to know. I didn't really want to know what, I didn't want to go there, because all I know is I had this sort of dread and this feeling that was associated with it. Now, here's the thing, what I've noticed about cycles and circles of, it's easier to keep going around in one when you're feeling fearful about things. And why is that? Well, we know what to expect. It's almost like we know the dread, we go in that circle, we don't like it, but we kind of got used to it. And then we're in that horrible frequency of fight and flight. As soon as we get that trigger, that dread, and weirdly enough, we create this uncomfortable cycle of predictable, same old pattern. And then we get used to sitting in that. And I did that for the years. You know, and it's one of those things, until you come out of it and you sort of look at it, well, what is it that I'm able to even put vocabulary around it? I mean, I've just lived it. And this is how we get into cycles and patterns. Now, to break free from a cycle or a pattern will mean we have to do something different. And that alone triggers fear. So we're back to that again. And especially if you don't know what it is, or if you do know, we get ourselves into a bit of a pickle with it. But essentially, we're stuck. And a thought of breaking free from that, well, it's the unknown again. So where are you on this? Is fear stopping you from doing something that you want to do? Are you in that sort of category that you're not really sure what it is, but there's an unknown sense that you want to do something, but it's too scary? It frightens you, even the thought of it. Or maybe you do know, you get a sense, you're pretty much at that state of your journey where you know what it is that you're here to do something, but you're not going there. You're just a little bit in resistant mode. You know, this is something that I'm working through myself, and I've seen it with others. And this is especially when we arrive at different waypoints on our spiritual path. This becomes really pronounced. So here are some examples of how fear can show up that I've come across in my work. So this is something that I've seen with others, that you are either approaching or at a crossroads on your path, or you're at a waypoint in life. And this is surrounded by fear and apprehension. This makes you feel very unsettled because you know that there's something that you're approaching, or there is something and you're wondering, do you go left or do you go right? And that really does sort of trigger some fearful reactions in a lot of us. There are also those that are becoming increasingly fearful of your inner power and gifts. Now, that scares some people when they start to realise that they're powerful, they're more than the physical body. And this may take some time for them to sort of settle in. But that scares, that's fearful. That really gets to a person. I've seen this happen. And then what happens, they start resisting, go on a bit of ignoring. But it's something that they find that they keep putting off until they're ready then to find out or do something. So there's also those that's had a shift that has occurred. And they feel it within them, and they're getting a sense from within to either learn something or do something. You know, they hear it, they sense it, they know it. But sometimes they do nothing, or they just keep procrastinating. It's that intuition flags up opportunities, but sometimes we sit on it. But maybe that might be something that you can identify. Another thing that I see often is that you know that you're here to do something. You absolutely know there's something specific, that you're here to do something. But you're stuck and you're in fear of it. Now, that's a biggie. Like I said, I totally understand when I see people like that, because they are conscious individuals. They get a sense. They have that ability to create and manifest whatever they want, but they're stuck. And it's quite interesting, because this is always associated in a bit of a mismatch in knowing that you're here to do something versus the actual doing what you said you wanted to do when you got to this part of the path. And because that's sometimes it's, you know, that realization, you're not doing it. What that does, it creates misalignment. Because we can't undo consciousness. Once we know something, we know it. And if we don't do it, and then that's a whole big, a big ball of a lot of fear that goes on. And incidentally, this will be either a fight flight mode, and there will be something that is going on for you, either mentally or in your physical body. And I always like to put it, in other words, your soul will be reminding of you what you said you wanted to do. It'll be reminding you. You know, that might resonate with some of you. You know, and for me, back in 2015, 2016, I had a huge shift on my path. And I started to get an inner knowing that I needed to use my voice. Now, what that was is the needing of using the voice triggered in me an absolute dread. You know, the thought of using my voice sent a shiver down my spine. And then to add to that, I didn't like that as a business owner, social media was such a big thing of how you sort of, you know, did your business. And then it put me in a conundrum. Well, I really care about people. I understand about path. I've been through mine. I worked as a therapist. I did remedial work. But I didn't want to use all the platforms that being part of our sort of more digital world. You know, and you might sort of understand that, might resonate with that. You know, being a business owner, we went about it differently. So this whole social media now is a much quicker and more effective way and really sort of reaching more people. I mean, that's something I could say now, but at the time, you know, I wasn't particularly, you know, enamoured with it. And it's quite interesting because during this period of 2015 and 16, my health really started to go downhill. And it was a bit unusual because I was at my fittest. And in between of work, I was feeling absolutely exhausted, so fatigued and drained that it was a bit of a puzzle. So I started to visit the doctor. They flagged up that there was a throat issue, parathyroid, etc. Then blood tests were showing up, calcium in the blood. Then my blood pressure was through the roof. And this was just going on. Even though I was running at the time, doing yoga, I was in a good way. But physically, something else was going on. So anyway, this led to surgery on my throat, but this actually didn't help. And this is where I began to think, what is going on? Because I still had the symptoms and it all seemed to be around my throat. So I decided to look at what does the throat represent in terms of our chakra flow, the subtle body. What is that about? So I looked at what the throat chakra means, and a lot of you out there may know this information. It's really the center of communication and self-expression. And an imbalance, when there is something, you know, not right in this sort of flow of the energy within that throat chakra, an imbalance can show up in a number of ways, such as being unexpressed or unable to speak up. And that might involve listening or being heard. It might be one thing or combination. Again, this is where we have to sort of sit and sort of think, well, does this resonate? It also may include unable to give authentic and self-expression. So I used the tool of the pendulum and I asked my higher self, what was the link to my throat and my health issues? And there it was. My throat was flagged up because I needed to use my voice. And I've got to be honest, this was not what I wanted to hear because I knew what this meant inside. You know, does that resonate with you when there's just sometimes we just sort of know what this really means, but we kind of sometimes we're not conscious of it. Other times we get a little sense, but it's actually something we don't really want to do anyway. Because I was happy, I guess, in my cycles, even though I wanted something new, I didn't want to do anything different to break it. And I had to be honest with myself. It was just a personal thing that was going on for me. But here we go again. This was all about the voice. So like I said, it's not what I wanted to hear, but this was when I had to really think, what do I do? How do I start using my voice? So for me, and this is purely just a personal thing, I had to look up, and I'm going to be brutally honest here, the least thing I could do to use my voice. I know it sounds awful, but I thought, well, I can't get out there to do something like this, to record and to talk to so many out there. Oh, that just was just way too much. So I found something within a way that I could cope with at the time. So I started to write blogs. I started to do every month, and it was an effort. And I began to think, well, what am I going to write about? I've got nothing to say. And my daughters used to find that hilarious because I would always be talking. But the minute I had to use my own sort of authentic sort of self-expression and to use it with my purpose and in this sort of what we're talking about, spirituality, it's like I was mute. And I found that quite telling. At the time, I just couldn't work out. So I had to sort of work through this. And what that looked like, I started to have a couple of topics, a couple of things that I'd like to write about. And, you know, on just to sort of let you know that this was over a couple of years that I did this. But instantly, when I wrote my first article, and I started to get into the habit and started to feel a little bit uncomfortable, but I did it anyway, my health improved dramatically. I had no more issues. You know, and I was going back to the doctor and everything was clearing up. I'd come off the high blood pressure tablets. You know, that's only something that you can do with your doctor's advice. You know, but everything was looking healthy again. And that was one of those things I was like, what? I didn't really quite fully understand the association of the physical and the mental and emotional body. Even though I did understand, you know, like what Yusui was saying, that when there's a, sometimes we hold on to things emotionally and mentally, and then that lands on our physical. But it sort of took that to happen. And I was still figuring out. I was still trying to sort of like understand what was going on. So then I began getting over the years a sense of using my voice further. Well, that gripped me with even more fear because I entered in an absolute resistance. And in fact, if anything, I went into paralysis. If any of you out there have been listening to the podcast, I'm quite open and frank. When I get stressed, I go into freeze mode. So that was a really tough time that I entered around that time period. And this is when I had another breakthrough. And I will share that another time, another occasion. Because that, at that time, was my transitioning into moving into another side of what I was so fearful about. I had to get to that other side to see it and to feel it. What was the fear? So I had to really sort of look at that. And, you know, this is that last thing that we're talking about, you know. What is on that other side? How do we even move through when something is so fearful to us and then face what's on the other side? So that might be something that's happening for you. You might be sort of in that sort of place on your path, in your life and in your journey. And that's quite a big thing when we become immobilized, when we get stuck, we get in a rut. We kind of don't even know what to sort of do to get ourselves out of it. And here's the thing, what happens in our physical kind of world is that sometimes we don't look at the energetic or the spiritual aspects of ourselves. And I'm a great believer that we look at all aspects of ourselves, that we're here as a spiritual being, but we also have to look at the other things. But sometimes we've got all the other things down, and the last place is that energetic part of ourselves. So how do we move through then if we've noticed that we are immobilized, we're stuck at a crossroad? We know what it is or we don't know what it is. What's on the other side of it? So this is where I'm going to go back to when we were talking about when perhaps you've got the desire to do something. So this is quite an interesting one. When we know what it is, because that desire is just lingering, it just sort of hovers within us. And quite honestly, sometimes this is more to do with our job. When you think about our work, our job, you know, we're in it for 8 hours and more. So doing something that brings us no joy or we're not happy in, that's gonna really get to us. There's nothing worse than doing something day after day after day that we're not interested in, and we're only doing it because we've got to pay the bills. So within you, there may be a desire to do something. Change the job, the career, travel. But you're too fearful. So is your fear centered around that? There's that desire to do the next bit of life or on the path. Or it's kind of unknown. The fear around the next part of life and your journey, you don't really know what it is. But when you think about something, you get an overwhelming, visceral or gut feeling of complete dread. Sometimes that can be the hardest one. You don't even know where that's coming from. And I've experienced that, and I've had many clients over the years. They know there's something and they don't understand. They can't work it out. And I really appreciate and love where my path has helped me to go on and learn and explore and how to find these kind of things out. You know, the Akashic Records really gets to the root. It sort of really bypasses a lot of the symptoms and all the whirlwind that we can be going in, all the symptoms. It really goes back. What's caused it? Sometimes it is what's going on in this life. Sometimes it's a leakage or a residue of what we did before in another life, in another time and space. And we're still doing the same thing. And then our soul just lets us know, hey, you're doing it again. And I find that very, very powerful. Because these feelings, we don't know, we're just in a state of fight, flight or freeze. We don't even know where it's coming from. So maybe that is something that you've, your fear is a little bit around that. Maybe you get a sense to do something or learn something. Or maybe meditate. But that's the last thing to do. And I always say, you know, to find time to meditate, the time will never find you. Because our world just isn't geared up for it. We have to find that precious time out to sit in and connect with that divine source, that light within. And there really is the benefits if we do that. You know, and if we're not sure of where it all is and it's one big fog, that is the most powerful way to find a lot of things out and to hear that part. And like I said, when I was talking about the 21 days meditation challenge, it's free. You know, it's something we can do on our own. And sometimes we don't have the motivation to do it. So check that out, because that might just help you just to get in if that is the thing that's flagging up to you, that you might just need to sort of quieten that mind and get into that frequency so that you can hear that part. So there's that other part, there's those that have an inner knowing to do something on their path. They know that they're here to do something. You know it. But you're overwhelmed at the thought of it. You know, there is a level of resisting, or you don't want to do it. And I'm guilty of that. That happened to me. I just didn't like those parts. I couldn't understand why I'd even want to do it. And I know that sounds a bit strange, but I'm going to be honest. Because truth will help us. And there's nothing worse when we sort of think that, oh, we shouldn't feel that way, we shouldn't be that way. But in actual fact, we do. And then we think there's something wrong with us, when actually there's not. We're all here together. We're all trying to find our way home. As the saying goes, trying to find our light, trying to work through this all together. But if there is an inner knowing you're here to do something on the path, that's really quite powerful. Because the onus is really, you know, when that waypoint comes up, I always sort of feel like there's opportunities that come along. There's so much love and support from our spirit guides and our angels. They are so kind. They know that if we didn't do it in this lifetime, the disappointment that we would feel, that when we got out of this and we see it for what it really is, and then we'll just go, why didn't we do it? Why didn't we get going with it? So I always just think that's a really powerful moment when we are very aware and conscious of it. So what do we do then? What are the practical things to do? So I would always recommend to anyone that's feeling a level of dread, fear around something they desire to do, or it's a little bit unknown, but they know and sense at a different level, or there is an actual inner knowing that you're here to do something on your path. The first step is to take that one step. Just do the thing that makes you feel fearful. Now, for me, I had to write something, put it out there, get it out. That was connected to that. So you might have to think about how you're going to do this and make practical steps in how you do it. And anything like this, I'd always recommend that you go into a meditative state. Go into that frequency. Now, if you've been listening to these podcasts, you know I talk about this all the time. Because if we can identify a meditative state, that alpha theta, which we do all the time, just that sometimes we're not conscious of it. But if when we become conscious of that is for us, then we can really start using that time in that frequency to start answering some of these questions and getting a sense. Because that part of you will let you know. So how to do a meditative state? Well, it might be get into a meditation. But you know, you might also be fine that you, when you go for a walk, you're in that frequency. It might be you're at your most in that state when you're out in nature. So really, the point is to find what works for you. And I always find meditation is just wonderful because you can do that anywhere. And even if you just start off with 5 minutes, wake up to 10, 30 minutes. That 30 minutes is like gold dust. It's made me appreciate. I mean, I've tried these things to see if it works. Because I can't recommend something if I don't know and know how to do it myself. Or know the benefits of it, you know, in reality, in real life, of how this is. And it's really amazing because then we then become more aware when we're in these frequencies. And if you're anything like me, this is really about doing, because sometimes we can think about it. You know, I got stuck in the thinking and trying to perfect, and I went on that merry-go-round, you know. I was really consumed. And I kind of got through and wasted so much of energy and time thinking about how I could do this, but I never actually did it. So we just have to be careful that we don't sort of think it through and then think that's enough. Because that's something I've learned also on my path, is this whole journey of consciousness and being here in the physical, as this is very much a doing thing. You know, we're doing something. It's a bit like making the dinner and everyone's hungry. We can think about the dinner, but it's not until we actually make the dinner that we can actually eat it and feel satisfied and enjoy it. This is very much a doing vibration of getting up and moving and doing. So it might mean that you actually might have to find out and work out and hear the vibration, tune into that part of you of what that first step would do. So the other thing is that when you actually, and that's beyond the thinking like what we just said, when you actually do that one thing, ask yourself, how does it make you feel? You know, when you've actually done it. Like for me, when I did that blog, and then later on when I started to really get myself out there. And this is one of the things, is speaking, using my voice. But this is the bit I didn't realise. This is when a ping happens. You know when you get that ping, or you get that intuitive gut feeling, you get a sense, you feel it, you know it, you hear it. When that part of you, that light within you, the higher self, your soul, has done that very thing to start you off, it fills you with joy. You know, I just didn't realise what the other side looked like of the fear, the peace that was involved, the joy that was involved. Because the more we do what we said we wanted to do, the more our inner joy and happiness comes alive. We come alive. You know, and the very thing that when we start off is, well, how do we know? How are we going to do it? I mean, I had a litany of that. I don't know what to talk about. All of that. That part of you will let you know. And I just think this is really incredible. You know, that fear, that false evidence of appearing real. It really is that. It's a bit of a facade. It's a little bit of a smoke in front of us, because we don't see the joy of actually doing what's going to give us the real joy. And for some, it might be the job, getting out of something that makes us literally feel sick. Doing something day in, day out that gives you no joy. Or maybe we need to get away from one part of a country to another to feel alive and feel, you know, I mean, this is very subjective. I'm just sort of giving those sort of examples, but it's not until you go in and you hear that part, it will let you know, because that part of you will ignite. You'll get a feedback system. You get that sense of, right, this feels right. And you'll know. You know, and it's incredible. It's amazing. And it's quite interesting, because the only thoughts now of facing the fear, and my goodness, there's still more aspects of fear, because we're never sort of completely, we're all here to learn. But the big old fears that I have had, once I've got onto the other side and I've moved through the fear and I've actually done what I said I wanted to do, it's really beautiful, because it's on another level. And then there's another level. And that's when life really becomes, what I call it, living life from the inside out. It's totally different. And because this is more soul-led, it's what you're here to do, whether that's to sing, paint, create, We're all here on our path to do something. And I'd also add as well that sometimes the very thing that we fear is quite often the thing that's going to give us the joy. But it's almost like the fear is there to stop us. It's really incredible. What is your thoughts on that? It's really quite interesting. And sometimes it's not until we're on the other side and we take these little baby steps, then we really start to grow. There's like a power within us. That light gets brighter and brighter. And what we think we would never do, then we move into another phase, which is even bigger. So it's incredible. So where are you when it comes to fear? What's happening in your life? When you saw the title, you know, is fear making you stuck? Are you stuck in something? Then this might be the very thing just to break that cycle. Because sometimes and quite often when we're in a pattern and in a cycle, we don't know we're in it until we've absolutely had enough or something just sort of breaks us out of it. Or sometimes it's acknowledging the realization, my goodness, that's what it was. And then we can do something about it. So I hope this has been of some help and assistance to you on your journey. You know, make sure, please join me on YouTube. It might be that the meditation, just joining me every day for the 21 days meditation challenge, might be a way for you just to tune in and just start carving out that little bit of space, that little bit of time, so that you can tune in and listen to that part and connect in with source energy. And really starting feeling the peace and feeling our inner power and joy. So please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the next podcast and that you're able to, like I said, get the 21 days meditation challenge. So I'm on YouTube, as I've mentioned, but I'm also on Spotify and I'm listed on other platforms, which you might find a little bit more convenient. But please do visit the website at learnreikiandconnect.co.uk. And there you'll find online Reiki, working with me over Skype with the Reiki level 1, 2 and 3. Or it might be the Akashic Records or the QHHT hypnosis, the method introduced by Dolores Cannon. So I hope you found this interesting and I look forward to speaking with you very soon. So do take care and bye for now.